Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord answered their question, though, didn't He? I mean, after all we've said about this, when He said, which one was it? Boy or the parents? What did He say? Yet, was there a reason why the man was born blind? Yeah, there was. Did these people know it? No. Was it the will of God that he be born that way? Did it please God? No, no. And yet there was a reason why. People try to make things to be some kind of a blessing in disguise, but you understand, no deformity is a blessing in disguise. No disability, no physical disablement, no physical disease, no poverty is a blessing. Did you hear me? No. People try to make it. They do their best to say, well, it makes the person special. No, the person is special in God, but the deformity is not special. Did you hear me? And people have courage and they overcome problems, but don't try to say it was a blessing. It's not. Right? Poverty is not a blessing. And what the Lord says in this passage now, after he tells them neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, that he should be born blind. But, here's part of what people get confused about. But, that what? Are you there with me in John 9? But what? That the works of God, now get this, should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. Now let's just stop right here. Ask a question. Let's answer it. Have the works of God been manifest in this man yet? Huh? Jesus said, I must work the works. That the works of God should be manifest. Is he saying that the blindness was the works of God manifest in the man?
No,
he said that the works of God should be manifest in him. We haven't seen the works of God yet in this man's situation. Do you understand this now? He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Light. The works of God had not been made manifest in him. Jesus didn't tell the man that he was born blind for a purpose and to bear his cross. Did he? He didn't tell him that God was working something out in his life to be patient. Did he? He didn't tell him it was a blessing in disguise. He was used of God to get rid of the blindness. Right? And when the man went and washed and came again seeing, was that the work of God? Then the works of God were made manifest in the man. 1 John 3, what is it, 8? In fact, just turn there. I could quote it, but hold your place and turn there. We're turning tonight. 1 John 3, 8. The latter part of it says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Why? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Is that your and my charge and task too? He that believeth on me, Jesus said, the works that I do, he'll do the same works. What works is that? Works of God. Going about destroying, doing away with the works of the devil. Even greater works than these shall he do, he said, because I go to my Father. The works of God are good things. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good. Making people blind? No. Now you understand. I mean, I know I sound very simplistic and very repetitive, but there's a reason why. Millions and millions of people. I mean, every Sunday, every week, preachers get in their pulpits and tell people to be patient and to bear these things because God's working something out in your life. And I know you don't enjoy it and it is destroying you, but you know God's teaching you something. Well, if that's so, won't you hurry up and learn it so you can get out? But you see people go through stuff and go through stuff and go through stuff and God's supposed to be teaching them. And 20 years later, they're destroyed and still ain't got a clue what he's supposed to be teaching them. But dear Lord, I know the Lord's a better teacher than that. Surely could get it across to you sooner than that. The works of God are good things. Amen. Healing is the work of God. Jesus went about doing good and healing. Healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So all he healed, none of them were oppressed of God. All of them were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Hallelujah. That's the work of God. I said, that's the work of God. You and I need to be bold. We don't need to be intimidated by other people and their wrong beliefs. Dr. Alexander Dowie, who was used so mightily of God at the turn of the century in the healing ministry, that's the revelation he got that changed his life and that changed who knows how many people. People were dying by a plague in his town. Relatives of his, right and left, they were burying them every day by the score. And he didn't know what to do. And he read Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He thought oppressed of the devil. The Bible calls sickness satanic oppression. Yeah. It took him a bit, but he realized sickness is not of God. Because they'd all been tiptoeing around. Why is God sending this plague on the community? We don't know, but he's mysterious. And he's doing some things we don't understand, but we just have to take the good with the bad. And that's being passive. That's yielding and giving place to the works of the enemy in your life. But man, he got a hold of that verse. And one of his relatives was about dead, and he went and found them. And he went in there and he began to pray, rebuke the devil. He began to rebuke the devil and say, you foul sickness, you disease, you leave this world. And boy, the preacher's got a hold of him and said, whoa, don't you dare speak that way about the work of God. He said, sirs, I'll have you know that is not the work of God. That is the work of the devil and I rebuke it. And that relative was healed and his ministry started there and went round the world. But you see the revelation that got him out and broke him out was to realize this blindness is not the work of God. Amen. But you hear people try to take that passage and twist it around and say, well, now this blindness was the work of God. No, he said that. Well, read it. Look at it yourself. Make sure you understand I'm not misquoting it. He said that the works of God, what? Should be made manifest. Is this future tense? Then the works of God hadn't been manifest in that man's being born blind. I must work the works of him that sent me. That's something he's about to do, right? Hasn't happened. The blindness is not the work of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sickness and disease, like one individual said, he said it is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. It is not the work of God. Go with me, please, to John 15. Just turn over just a few pages. John 15. And look at something, and we should camp on this a little bit. This gets a lot bigger than physical healing. John 15, 22. Jesus said, if I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them what? The works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. Now back up to verse 22 now. He said, if I hadn't spoken to them, they wouldn't have had sin. Hold that thought. Go to Romans 5. Romans 5. Romans 5:12. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Had this man sinned and his parents that caused him to be born blind? Jesus said no. Does that mean these three adults have not sinned? No, of course they've sinned. But he's saying, answering the question, it wasn't their sin that caused this. Does that mean there was no cause? Well, obviously there was a cause. Was it the will of God? No. Did it please God? No. Was the blindness a work of God? Blindness is the stealing of somebody's sight. Or the destruction of the eyes or the optic nerve. God created the human body in His own likeness and image. How many know in the beginning when God made man, formed body out of the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of life and man became a living soul. And He looked at everything He made and said, behold, it is good. Everybody say good. How many believe Adam had a squint in one eye? One leg about 3 inches shorter than the other. One kidney was deformed. Blood disease. One bad ear. One crossed eye. Huh? Are you sure? Huh? Why are you so sure? Two things we've already said. He made him in His own image. Right? And we know that everything He made, He pronounced it Himself, was very good. Can you look at deformity and go, behold, it is very good? Can you look at cancer and go, behold, it is very good? Can you look at AIDS or any of those things and go, behold, it is very... No. Why? Because sickness and disease and deformity was not a part of God's original creation. It came later. By one man's sin, right? Death came into the world.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born Blind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R919. That's R919. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.